Cameron, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Hi, Tess. Glad to be here.
So here in Sydney, we do have quite a dense urban population, and there are planes going in and out of the city constantly. How does this make us more susceptible to pandemics?
Well, as you can imagine, if a pandemic breaks out overseas, it will arrive here likely by plane. So increased international air traffic increases the amount of the infected people infected with the pandemic coming in, therefore increasing the chances that somebody here will get sick and increasing our likelihood of that pandemic taking hold here.
And what is the likelihood of a pandemic taking hold here? Is it remote, or is it more a question of when rather than if?
That's precisely it. It's a question of when rather than if. The influenza virus is quite dynamic, and it's always mutating. So we prepare for it in whatever ways we can. But we can't really predict when exactly the next one will come. Epidemiologists look at things like reassortment in animals and the transmission rates of new strains between animals and humans, but it's hard to tell exactly when the next pandemic will be. So we should be preparing for it to happen.
And on that note, how do we go about preparing for it to happen?
Well, I think the research that we've done so far has really just shown that as a proportion of the population, the number of people ill at the same time is expected to be higher as our population becomes more densely urbanized. So in order to prepare for that, I think the most important thing to do is to increase the capacity of our public hospitals, which I'm looking right now at the Australian Medical Association's public hospital report card, and it says that the public hospital capacity bed ratio is at its lowest ever since, or its lowest level since 1992. So this is still well below the what's recommended, and that means that our hospitals are continuously operating above a benchmark capacity that's considered capable of taking on a lot of excess patients in the event of something like a pandemic.
And that's a pretty scary statistic. Does that mean, I suppose, that Sydney is more or less likely than potentially other Australian cities to be hit with a pandemic if we've got less beds happening in the hospitals?
It doesn't change our likelihood of being hit with a pandemic. It just changes our ability to cope with it if it does hit.
And so how, I suppose, for people who are not, in charge of hospitals around the city, is there any way that we can better prepare as individuals?
Difficult to say. I think taking it seriously, if a pandemic breaks out, reading the news, understanding where it is, and trying to, isolate yourself as much as is reasonable. There's a lot of conflicting studies over how much self-isolation can help, but they all point to some effect. So I think the main thing is to understand that everybody is vulnerable to pandemic strains of influenza. I think the 2009 pandemic showed us that, with the highest cohort of hospitalized patients being young adults. Healthy young adults were the most susceptible to that disease. So just because you're healthy and young doesn't mean that pandemic influenza doesn't mean that you're safe from pandemic influenza. These strains are not well understood. So, yeah, take it seriously.
Cameron, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for chatting with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.